We are blessed that you have tuned in to Take Time for Jesus. We pray that you will be inspired by the message. Our goal is to preach Jesus to this lost and dying world. At the end of the broadcast, we will give you our address where you can email us and the P.O. box where you can write to us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
When Paul was converted on the road of Damascus there, he didn't go back into the synagogues and there and go and try to destroy things that like he did once. He went out and he was converted. He went out and he went out into the wilderness there, and he was required to God, and God gave him the revelation of Jesus Christ, and he come forth. All the people knew about him after that was he that used to persecute the church of God now preaches the same thing. Paul goes again to say, if I lay again, build again the foundation that are destroyed, then my friend, today, if we go and accept the grace of God and then we turn right around and go back to the law, we're destroying without any hesitation. We're trampling the blood of Jesus and the sacrifice that was made for your sins. We're trampling it under our feet as though it would be nothing. It's only by grace you're saved. And it's only by the grace that you can remain to be saved. God's grace is sufficient. But when you get to relying upon other things, the material things of this world, or upon whatever it may be in the temple, beside the grace of God, you're going in the wrong direction. It's only by grace that you're saved, as well as I am. Anyone that thinks that he is saved by the things that he has done to work out his plan to salvation in that way, by what he works and does to earn his salvation, you cannot do it, my friend. You cannot do anything to win your salvation except the price that was paid. Humble yourself in the presence of God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Repent before God and being sorry for your sins and saying, God, you're right and I'm wrong. Forgive me of my sins. And let the blood of Jesus cleanse you from your unrighteousness and accept the unmerited favor of God, his love and his grace through Jesus Christ, calling upon the name of the Lord in repentance, accepting him as your Savior and therefore your Redeemer, because he is our Redeemer, the rock of our salvation, in him that we're in that we have salvation, not in no other. He is a true fountain of life. No other man can give you life. The doctors can oftentimes help you and maybe save your life to a certain extent, but I often think about it like this myself. If the doctor saves your life, it just wasn't your time to go. Because if your time to go is done come, God is not going to allow them to bring you back if you done went through death. You go through that death door, and then God don't allow you to come back. You ain't coming back, my friend. It's what you've done, and if you served the Lord, your days here are over, but they just began with him. Likewise, if your days here are over and you go into corruption, you're going to reap corruption, and they'll just begin the world, the torment that which is laid up for them that believe and trust not in the grace of God. So it's my desire to win you for the glory of God, not for any glory to me. My friend, God is my hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I can't get inside of you. I just want to pray that God will bless you into hearing what thus saith the word of God, that you may believe upon him that purchased your salvation on Calvary's cross, trusting in him, leaning upon him, the arm of God for your salvation and your righteousness. Trusting in Him and letting Him have your life and you live the life before Him. Some people have come out of the sins of their life, and then they claim that they go back and win them, and that they've come out from. It's kind of like Peter made a mention about that they turn again into those things, into the sins of the world. Once they've been taken out, it's like a sow. You take her out of the wash, you wallow her, and you clean her up. You wash her and make her good and clean. You turn her loose, you go right back to the wallow. Or a dog turn back to his own vomit. If you turn back to those things, as Paul made mention, to go back under the law would be wrong, my friend. To go back into the slime pits of the devil has out there to offer that God has pulled you out of, and you go back into there and thinking you're going to get your friends and loved ones out. The best thing I can tell you, live the life before them. Walk solely before God in the light as He is the light, and to let them see that there has been a change in your life by the grace of God, and you may win that soul out of the pits of hell. But if you go back and wallow with him, as the old saying goes, you lay down with dogs, you're going to get up with fleas. My friend, today you can't turn back in. After you wash this out and she turns back in, she's just as muddy and dirty as she was to begin with. Oh, my friend, believe me, there's only hope in Christ. It's not in me. I can't save you. Don't put your trust in me except that I'm going to bring you the truth to the best of my knowledge. I'm not going to tell you a lie. But for salvation-wise, my friend, you're going to have to rely upon Him that died for us, upon His grace, through the blood that He shed for the remission of our sins, and you're going to have to confess before Him, not before me. Because I can't save you, I can't forgive you of your sins. But Him, He that died for you and for me and all that whosoever will, He's the one you need to ask to forgive you. Because it's the sins against Him. It ain't against me. If you go and pollute your own self and with the things of this world and get involved in all of these kind of unadulterous things and adulterous and things like that and false teachings and false belief and committing adultery and all these things and fornications and everything. You commit them against Him because He says that these things are not going to enter into the kingdom of God. You need to get forgiveness of it. Come out from among it and be separated. Not be entangled with it again as you was before, but be cleansed from it by the blood of Jesus Christ through faith and grace through Him, and walk in the light, walk soberly before God, that others may see Christ in you and turn from their sins also as you did. You cannot go back into the things that you once was delivered from and expect to win souls for you when they'll look at you and say, well, he's doing the same thing I'm doing, and if he's saved, I'm saved. Where is your victory at, my friend? Where is your witness? Where is your light at? Is it in put under a bush? Yes, I believe it would be. To go back into the bar rooms and the whorehouses and places of that nature and think you're going to win your friends out of it, they're going to look at you and say, you in the same place I am, my friend. I'm just as good as you are, and you ain't no better than I am. You're here in the same place I am. But my friend, when you come out from it and you don't involve in it no more, and that person will wonder, say, why come I didn't see, oh, so-and-so, he don't go to the same places he used to. He don't do the same things he used to. He don't associate with the same people that he used to associate with. Something's changed about him. And when they go to inquire about what's the difference and what happened, you can say, Jesus makes the difference. It's all in Him. It's not in me. It's not in you. But it's all in Him. He's the one that died for us. His grace is sufficient for us if we rely upon it and trust in it. Oh, my friends, hear me today. Read your word. Read the Bible. Don't let somebody else read it for you. If you can't read, you can buy a CD and listen to it there and believe what the Lord says. Believe what the Scriptures teaches us. Believe what God has to say in your heart if you trust and believe in Him in the grace of God. If you rely upon Him, He won't lead you wrong. But as I've said before, after you've tried Him and tried His grace to the utmost, and you found it not to be what the Word of God says it is, or a preacher that would preach you the truth says it is, and you find it's all messed up and it ain't what you need, you go back to the devil. He'll take you back any old time. But the grace of God will be sufficient, my friend, if you will allow it to be. But if you just trample the blood of Jesus under your feet, and when death angel comes and knocks on your door, or that cancer comes and you laying there, a heart attack, you laying on a hospital bed with all these tubes and this thing laying up on in you and everything, trying to preserve your life, and you're looking at death face to face, and you may be too late to call upon the Lord. The people at the time that the flood came, Noah told them it was coming, but they looked at Noah to say that he was crazy, all kinds of things maybe. Might have said, Noah, where are you going to float your boat, my friend? It ain't a creek big enough around here to put it in. God had a plan, and He made it plain and clear. Moses, you do it. You build this ark according to the way the specs that I've give you. And they worked on it and they built it. My friend, God gave us a plan. Trust and believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ and His grace. His plan of salvation comes through Jesus Christ. Shun the very appearance of evil. Stay out of the honky-tonks and the junk-yards and everything. Once you've been brought out and cleansed by the Spirit of God, brought into the light of the gospel of the truth of God's Word, and then you turn again into the things of this world, Bible says you ain't fit for the kingdom of God. My friend, I want you to know that it takes the grace of God to help you to overcome the things of this world. It takes the Holy Ghost in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can't do it by yourself. The law was, they couldn't have salvation under the law because it was something that you had to do. You had to keep the law. If you faltered in any way, shape, form, or fashion, in any way, you was lost. You had no hope. If you committed adultery, you were stoned to death without any mercy. If you stole something, you had to repay it or something. You had to pay the consequences of your actions. Right then and there when you was caught. Many times we do now. But the grace of God is sufficient, even to them that have robbed banks and done all kinds of sins, if they fall upon their face, honestly repenting before God and accepting the grace of God, the blood of Jesus Christ for their sins. You may have to still go to jail, my friend, if you've done that, as far as man is concerned, but be you understand that God has forgave you of your sins, and if you walk accordingly, and do accordingly to His will and His way, believing and trusting in Him, even though you may go to prison or whatever, but God will help you to bear that cross. You made it, your bed, and you'll have to lie in it. But if you make your bed and throw rocks in it, well, it's going to be kind of hard to sleep. But if you make your bed in the presence of God and keeping His commandments and keeping with Him, living the life that He intended for you to live soberly and looking unto Him to be the author and the finisher of your faith, trusting in the grace of God, you may have tribulations beyond what you think that you should, but God is all right. He'll see you through all of your trials and your tribulations. Some way or another, He'll bring it to pass. I haven't got all the answers. No man's got all the answers, but God's got us all in the palm of His hand, and He alone is going to have the final say. how we can accept the grace of God and have life eternally with Him, or we can shun the grace of God, trample the blood of Jesus under your feet and discount it as nothing and die and go to hell. There's no problem with that. God ain't going to have no problem with telling you, I don't know you, when it comes to that time. But now that the grace of God is still in the place that we're in, that you can call upon it, life is still in the body, and the Lord hadn't returned yet to take his church out, you still got an opportunity. But when Noah was told to go into the ark, and he was there, and him and his family, eight souls, and all that God provided for him was there in the ark. God shut the door, and Noah couldn't open it. But yet, when the rain began to fall, I'm sure that there was a prayer meeting on every hilltop, but it was too late. So once the church, the mercy of God has been lifted, you have nothing to draw you to God. My friend, it's going to be too late. It'll be too late to call upon the Lord once you have denied him every opportunity. You exalted all of your opportunities, and you come to the place to where in that you have no hope in nothing else. And you lie there on your bed of affliction, and then you go to calling upon the Lord for a savior or something. He may just mock at your life, mock at your sickness or your problems, and life at your calamity, because you have not heeded to him or talked to him in times past. You've shunned him. You've trampled his blood under your feet. You disobeyed him in every way all through life. And when it comes time for you to end your life, you expect him to just open up his arms and bring you right on in, sins and all. It's not going to work that way, my friend. He didn't save us in our sins. He saved us from our sins. You cannot continue to walk in sin and that the grace of God may abound. God forbid. The grace is sufficient, but it's not going to be sufficient for you in your sins. It will not carry you through into the kingdom of God with your sins and all of this that hung on you. You got to repent. You got to let God forgive you of your sins, of wherein that he will cleanse you from your unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus be applied to your sins. Let the grace of God come into your life and accept him as your personal Savior. And then walk in the light that he is the light. Walk in the forgiveness of your sins. Walk in a way that people to know that there has been a change in you. And they'll see that difference. You don't associate with the things of the world. You don't do the things you used to do. But you come out from among the world and be you therefore separate. Honey, you're going to be in this world. You live in this world, but you don't have to be a part of it and do the things of this world. You separate yourself from the things of the world, living in the grace of God and his help that he will give to you through the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, and bring you where you can live the life that you may shine out, that others that know you have known what you was and see the difference, that there's something different about you, as I said a moment ago, then they'll require, what happened? And you say, Jesus paid it all. It's all because of Jesus, for what he done for me on Calvary. What he done for me, he brought me out of all this, and he helped me and showed me that this is not what it's all about, but he showed me that it was all about Jesus. He died for me. He showed me grace. He showed me love, where none of you ever showed me anything, but he showed me where he and what he had done for me at Calvary. And I accepted him as my personal Savior. And he made the difference in my life. That's why I don't do the things I used to do. That's why I'm not walking in the darkness, hiding behind everything as you are. Because Jesus is my Savior. And he wants me to walk upright before him. that my light would shine out to the place of wherein that you're at, that you may inquire of me what happened, and I can tell you about the saving grace of God through Jesus Christ. It's up to you, my friend. You can repent and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can accept Him as your personal Savior and have forgiveness of your sins. But you can't do it on your own. You can't walk into darkness and expect to fall into the kingdom of God at the end of the life. You can't do your own thing, your own way, and live like you want to in this present world and expect that God's going to take you into His world that He said He would make a new heaven and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. He's not going to allow you to come in there with all your junk you got hang on you. Oh, it's some of the things that you can have, but and still have salvation. The material things is not where it's at, my friend. You can own the biggest house on the corner, on the block, or in the town, and not have Jesus and die and lose your soul. But you can live in a mud house somewhere or another, in the backside of some place, down in the galley, gutter somewhere or another, and have Jesus and be welcome into the kingdom of God. I'm not going to say you're going to have a mansion of gold and silver lying. The Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Meaning that it's plenty of room, my friend. Room for all that whosoever will, that they can come into the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, through His mercy, through His grace. Whether you have a gold mansion, silver lined or not, I don't believe it's going to be that way, but that's immaterial, whether it's be that or not. If you don't repent of your sins, don't make no difference if it's a house of ivory. You're not going to enter into it if you don't repent. Plain and simple. In order to get into that mansion of gold and silver, if it be so, or you get to go through the gates of pearl, you're going to have to repent first. You're going to have to accept the precious blood of Jesus for your sins. You're going to have to accept His unmerited grace, His love, and His mercy. You're going to have to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You can't get there no other way. No other name given among men whereby that we can be saved but that Jesus Christ. He paid the price. It's all in Him. It's not about me or you, but it's about Him. What He done. It's not what you done or what I've done. Only real thing that God is looking to that what you have done or I have done is when we come before Him broken heart and a contrite spirit, repenting of our sins and saying, God, you're right and I'm wrong. Forgive me of my sins. That's the only thing He's looking for you and I to, because the grace was given to us freely from God through Jesus Christ. You can't earn your salvation. You can't buy it. There's not enough of money in Fort Knox, if there's any gold there at all anymore, to buy your salvation. But you can come and get saved for nothing but just humble yourself as you are, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Repent. And God, in all of His mercy, sees that blood of Jesus, knowingly what has happened on Calvary's cross, will accept you as you are, but He wants to make you what He wants you to be. Change your life completely from darkness into light, that others may see Christ in you, the hope of glory, and come to the Lord themselves. Your friends, your loved ones, your mother or dad, sister or brother, boss man, or whomever, wife, grandchildren and all, if they see Christ in you, then they're going to be more apt to come to the Lord themselves, rather than seeing all of your badness and your rottenness and everything, and then you try to tell them to repent before that, they're not going to, what happened to you? It doesn't seem like it worked for you. That's why I say, my friend, when you come to the Lord and repent, Walk in the light as he is the light. Don't turn again the things that you once walked into, that God brought you out of. Don't turn again into that kind of lifestyle, whatever it might have been, and think you're going to win your friends and loved ones. When you come out from amongst it and walk in the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then them that are in that darkness will know that you are something different. And they'll come to you and ask you what happened. Then you can tell them, because of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Not that you're going to win him by going back into doing the same things, associating with the same old crowd, the same old things that you've been doing. That's not walking in the light. You went back into darkness. You turned again and building in the end a foundation that you once destroyed. And it's not going to help you, my friend. It's not going to help them. Only forgiveness of sin comes through Jesus Christ, his grace, his works at Calvary, not of yours and mine, but through the finished works of Calvary, through his death, burial, and resurrection. He brought forth salvation unto you. He's alive, and he's alive forevermore. Talk to him today. I felt his presence. I felt him within my very essence of my body, my soul. And I can report victory in Jesus. Oh, sometimes friends disappoint us. But that's why I say don't lean on the arm of flesh. Lean on the grace of God, because it will carry us through. When our friends and loved ones have forsaken us, God will be there all the time, my friend. When the arm of flesh fails and disappoints us, rely upon the grace of God, and he will see us through all of our trials and our tribulations. He will bring us through whatever the trial may be. As I've said before at the start, sometimes different trials and different tribulations come upon different people for different reasons. But sometimes we come to the place that trial in life, and life is required. But if our trial is ended in the life being ended here, and if we got the grace of God and rely upon the name of Jesus, life may end here, my friend. It's just like going to sleep here and waking up with him. So why should we fret it? If we've got our sins beneath the blood and the grace of God is with us, and we know that God is on our side and his grace is sufficient for us, then going to sleep here, waking up over there will be just a glorious outcome. But if you have not your sins under the blood, and your sins are still hanging on you, and you're still trying to make it without Jesus, you're going to be lost. I don't want none of you to be lost. That's why I encourage you with all of my heart. Read your word. Read it and find out what it says for yourself. Believing upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him and the sacrifice that he made for you on Calvary's cross. Repent of your sins and rely upon him and his grace. That's the only way that salvation is going to come, is through the grace of God. Not of any works that you've done, or not from some other man. I don't care where he come from or where he's at. He cannot forgive you of your sins, because he has not died for your sins. And if he died for you, it's not sufficient enough. It's only by the grace of God through Jesus Christ. And my friends, I see our time is just about gone, but I want you to realize that my desire of my heart is to win souls for the kingdom of God. Not for monetary things. God knows that I'm not in this thing for money. If I did, I'm sure coming up short. But it's for the grace of God, and I love you in Jesus' name. And you pray for us as we pray for one for another, that God will richly bless you and keep you. And if you find it in your heart to help us, we'd appreciate it. Write to us. Address will be given to you. Or you can email us. All of that will be given unto you. But we just appreciate being with you today again, and we pray that God will richly bless you and keep you, as our prayer. Amen and amen.